This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Moon, as feelings in all nakshatras, Leo rising. Moon in Ashwini nakshatra, your Leo rising characteristics. Leo, ruled by the sun, makes you bold, charismatic, and naturally inclined toward leadership. You radiate confidence and a strong desire to express yourself. Moon in Ashwini nakshatra, when it's in Ashwini, it introduces swiftness, pioneering energy, and a drive for exploration in your spiritual and philosophical pursuits. You are drawn to new ideas and adventures that expand your emotional and intellectual horizons. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional independence and fresh perspectives. Ashwini encourages you to embrace bold and innovative approaches to personal growth, fostering emotional clarity through action and exploration. Moon in Barani Nakshatra, 9th house. Your Leo rising characteristics, your confident and self-expressive nature aligns with the 9th house's focus on higher learning, spirituality, and exploration, amplifying your passion for growth. Moon in Barani Nakshatra. When the moon is in Barani, ruled by Venus, it introduces themes of responsibility, transformation, and nurturing wisdom. You feel driven to balance emotional depth with a pursuit of spiritual or intellectual growth. Your emotional body. You process emotions with intensity and purpose. Barani encourages you to explore emotional challenges as opportunities for growth, fostering resilience and clarity in your spiritual journey. Moon in Kritika Nakshatra, 10th house, your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's bold and ambitious energy combines with the 10th house's focus on career, public life, and responsibilities, emphasizing your desire for recognition and achievement. Moon in Kritika Nakshatra. When the moon is in Kritika, ruled by the sun, it enhances your emotional clarity, precision, and leadership skills in professional settings. You are driven to create impact and remove obstacles in your public endeavors. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional clarity and purpose. Kritika encourages you to align your emotions with your professional goals, fostering fulfillment through decisive action and meaningful achievements. Moon in Rohini Nakshatra, 10th house, your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's natural charisma and determination combine with the 10th house's emphasis on public image, career, and leadership, making you emotionally connected to your professional achievements. Moon in Rohini Nakshatra. When the moon is in Rohini, ruled by the moon, it introduces creativity, beauty, and emotional richness to your public life. You feel fulfilled when your professional pursuits align with your values and offer emotional satisfaction. Your emotional body. You process emotions with creativity and depth. Rohini encourages you to build harmony and abundance in your career, fostering emotional fulfillment through meaningful and impactful contributions. Moon in Mirgashira Nakshatra, 11th house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's confident and dynamic nature blends with the 11th house's focus on social connections, aspirations, and innovation, amplifying your ability to inspire and lead within groups. Moon in Mrigashira Nakshatra. When the moon is in Mrigashira, ruled by Mars, it emphasizes curiosity, adaptability, and exploration in your social and aspirational life. You are drawn to forming diverse connections and pursuing new ideas. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional variety and intellectual stimulation. Mrigashira encourages you to explore emotional growth through meaningful social interactions and innovative pursuits, fostering fulfillment in your aspirations. Moon in Ardra Nakshatra, 11th house, your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's confident and ambitious energy combines with the 11th house's focus on social aspirations and group dynamics, amplifying your ability to take a leading role in social settings. Moon in Ardra Nakshatra. When the moon is in Ardra, ruled by Rahu, it introduces emotional intensity, intellectual curiosity, and a desire for transformation within your social life. You feel driven to explore unconventional ideas and lead through innovation. Your emotional body. You process emotions with intensity and adaptability. Ardra encourages you to embrace emotional growth by engaging with diverse perspectives, fostering resilience and self-awareness in your social endeavors. Moon in Punarvasu Nakshatra 11th house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's bold and dynamic energy aligns with the 11th house's focus on aspirations, group dynamics, and leadership within social settings, enhancing your ability to inspire and connect. Moon in Punarvasu Nakshatra. When the moon is in Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, it emphasizes renewal, optimism, and collective growth. You find emotional fulfillment by nurturing social bonds and revisiting shared goals. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional renewal and meaningful social connections. Punarvasu encourages you to inspire others with your optimism and to foster growth through collaborative and harmonious relationships. Moon in Pushya Nakshatra, 12th house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's protective and determined energy combines with the 12th house's focus on introspection and emotional release, fostering a deep connection to self-reflection and spiritual growth. Moon in Pushya Nakshatra. When the moon is in Pushya, ruled by Saturn, it emphasizes emotional discipline, nurturing, and resilience. You find emotional satisfaction in solitude and spiritual pursuits. Your emotional body. You process emotions with patience and care. Pushya encourages you to create emotional stability by nurturing your inner self, fostering growth and healing through self-discipline. Moon in Ashlesha Nakshatra. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's charismatic and intuitive nature aligns with the 12th house's focus on introspection and spiritual exploration, adding depth to your emotional world. Moon in Ashlesha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury, it introduces themes of emotional intelligence, adaptability, and transformation. You are drawn to uncover hidden truths and resolve emotional complexities. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional insight and adaptability. Ashlesha encourages you to explore and resolve deep emotional patterns, fostering clarity and transformation through introspection. Moon in Magha Nakshatra, 1st house, your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's confident and regal energy aligns with the 1st house's focus on self-expression and individuality, amplifying your natural charisma and leadership qualities. Moon in Magha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Magha, ruled by Ketu, it emphasizes ancestral pride, responsibility, and emotional strength. You feel driven to honor your roots and take a leadership role in your personal and emotional life. Your emotional body. You process emotions with pride and purpose. Magha encourages you to embrace your heritage and express your emotions with confidence, fostering emotional fulfillment through leadership and self-awareness. Moon in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, 1st house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's charismatic and expressive energy blends with the 1st house's focus on individuality and self-expression, enhancing your natural confidence and charm. Moon in Purva Falguni Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, it introduces themes of creativity, relaxation, and emotional joy. You are drawn to express your emotions through artistic or meaningful self-expression. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional harmony and self-expression. Purva Falguni encourages you to nurture your emotions by balancing personal enjoyment with meaningful relationships, fostering emotional fulfillment through connection and creativity. Moon in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's protective and steady nature combines with the 2nd house's focus on family, values, and material security, adding emotional depth to your connection with your roots. Moon in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun, it emphasizes emotional maturity, responsibility, and a sense of stability in family relationships. You feel fulfilled by creating a secure and nurturing environment for your loved ones. your emotional body. You process emotions with care and a sense of purpose. Uttara Falguni encourages you to nurture meaningful connections within your family and align your emotional needs with your values, fostering security and balance. Moon in Hasta Nakshatra, your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's confident and expressive energy aligns with the second house's focus on material security and family, enhancing your emotional connection to creating stability and nurturing loved ones. Moon in Hasta Nakshatra. When the moon is in Hasta, ruled by the moon, it introduces themes of emotional dexterity, practicality, and care. You are skilled at creating harmony and managing family dynamics thoughtfully. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional precision and nurturing care. Hasta encourages you to balance intellectual clarity with emotional engagement, fostering fulfillment and security in family relationships. Moon in Chitra Nakshatra, third house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's dynamic and bold nature combines with the third house's focus on communication, courage, and adaptability, amplifying your ability to express emotions confidently. Moon in Chitra Nakshatra. When the moon is in Chitra, ruled by Mars, it emphasizes creativity, balance, and a drive to create beauty in your emotional interactions. You are drawn to expressing yourself through artistic or meaningful projects. Your emotional body. You process emotions with creativity and balance. Chitra encourages you to channel your feelings into impactful communication and artistic pursuits, fostering emotional clarity and self-expression. Moon in Swati Nakshatra. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's ambitious and independent energy aligns with the third house's focus on adaptability, courage, and communication, fostering a confident and balanced approach to emotional expression. Moon in Swati Nakshatra. When the moon is in Swati, ruled by Rahu, it introduces themes of emotional independence, adaptability, and flexibility. You are drawn to exploring new ideas and forming harmonious connections. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional exploration and adaptability. Swati encourages you to foster emotional growth through meaningful communication and balance, creating harmony in your interactions. Moon in Vishakha Nakshatra House. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's confident and expressive nature aligns with the third house's focus on communication, courage, and adaptability, fostering bold and impactful emotional expression. Moon in Vishakha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter, it introduces themes of determination, transformation, and collaboration. You are driven to express yourself through meaningful communication and create balance in your interactions. Your emotional body. You process emotions with purpose and intensity. Vishakha encourages you to channel emotional energy into intellectual and social pursuits, fostering harmony and growth in your relationships. Moon in Anuradha Nakshatra. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's nurturing and protective nature aligns with the fourth house's focus on emotional foundations and personal security, enhancing your desire to create a harmonious and supportive home. Moon in Anuradha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, it emphasizes loyalty, emotional depth, and resilience. You feel a strong connection to creating emotional stability and fostering supportive family bonds. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional loyalty and depth. Anuradha encourages you to nurture meaningful relationships within your family, fostering emotional security and resilience through care and dedication. Moon in Jeshta Nakshatra, fourth house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's dynamic and self-expressive energy blends with the fourth house's focus on home, emotional security, and personal roots, enhancing your ability to lead and support your family. Moon in Jeshta Nakshatra. When the moon is in Jeshta, ruled by Mercury, it introduces themes of emotional intelligence, adaptability, and resourcefulness. You are adept at navigating family dynamics with clarity and purpose. Your emotional body. You process emotions with insight and care. Jeshta encourages you to balance emotional depth with intellectual clarity, fostering growth and harmony in your home life. Moon in Mula Nakshatra, fifth house, your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's charismatic and creative nature combines with the fifth house's focus on self-expression, creativity, and romance, amplifying your emotional depth in personal and creative pursuits. Moon in Mula Nakshatra. When the moon is in Mula, ruled by Ketu, it introduces themes of emotional introspection, transformation, and truth-seeking. You feel driven to explore the root causes of your emotions and channel them into creative outlets. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional introspection and renewal. Mula encourages you to embrace emotional depth and express yourself through personal and artistic growth, fostering clarity and transformation. Moon in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, 5th house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's confident and expressive energy aligns with the 5th house's focus on creativity, intellect, and romance, emphasizing your ability to channel emotions into meaningful endeavors. Moon in Purva Ashada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, it introduces themes of emotional strength, optimism, and growth. You feel fulfilled when your emotions are expressed through creative and personal achievements. Your emotional body. You process emotions with adaptability and purpose. Purva Ashada encourages you to embrace optimism and foster emotional growth through intellectual and romantic pursuits, creating joy and fulfillment. Moon in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 6th house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's confident and ambitious nature combines with the 6th house's focus on service, discipline, and overcoming challenges, emphasizing your ability to lead with determination. Moon in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttara Ashada, ruled by the sun, it introduces themes of emotional resilience, perseverance, and integrity. You are driven to handle challenges with patience and purpose. Your emotional body. You process emotions with discipline and strength. Uttara Ashada encourages you to align your emotional growth with your goals, fostering clarity and resilience through steady effort. Moon in Shravana Nakshatra, 6th house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's dynamic and expressive energy aligns with the 6th house's focus on discipline, health, and service, enhancing your emotional connection to nurturing and helping others. Moon in Shravana Nakshatra. When the moon is in Shravana, ruled by the moon, it emphasizes emotional intelligence, adaptability, and the pursuit of understanding. You feel driven to find balance through emotional awareness and thoughtful actions. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional clarity and care. Shravana encourages you to foster emotional growth through service and understanding, creating harmony and resilience in your daily life. Moon in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 6th house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's bold and dynamic nature combines with the 6th house's focus on discipline and overcoming challenges, amplifying your emotional resilience and ambition. Moon in Dhanishta Nakshatra. When the moon is in Dhanishta, ruled by Mars, it introduces themes of emotional adaptability, strength, and balance. You are driven to find harmony in managing daily tasks and responsibilities. Your emotional body. You process emotions with energy and purpose. Dhanishta encourages you to align emotional strength with practical efforts, fostering growth and clarity through resilience and determination. Moon in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, 7th house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's charismatic and ambitious energy aligns with the 7th house's focus on partnerships, collaboration, and mutual understanding, emphasizing your ability to form deep and meaningful connections. Moon in Shatabhisha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Shatabhisha, ruled by Rahu, it emphasizes emotional independence, introspection, and the pursuit of healing in relationships. You are drawn to uncovering hidden dynamics within partnerships. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional exploration and balance. Shatabhisha encourages you to foster mutual understanding and growth within relationships, creating harmony and self-awareness. Moon in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 7th house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's confident and nurturing nature combines with the 7th house's focus on relationships, partnerships, and harmony, amplifying your emotional connection to shared endeavors. Moon in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, it introduces themes of emotional depth, responsibility, and mutual growth. You are driven to build meaningful and supportive partnerships. Your emotional body. You process emotions with purpose and care. Purva Bhadrapada encourages you to align your emotional needs with shared values, fostering fulfillment and resilience within your partnerships. Moon in Udbhadrapada Nakshatra, 8th house? Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's bold and introspective energy aligns with the 8th house's focus on transformation, emotional depth, and shared resources, amplifying your ability to navigate emotional complexities. Moon in Uttarabhadrapada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttarabhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, it emphasizes patience, emotional maturity, and spiritual exploration. You feel driven to uncover hidden truths and foster personal renewal. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional introspection and stability. Uttarabhadrapa encourages you to align emotional transformation with spiritual growth, fostering resilience and fulfillment through deeper understanding. Moon in Ravadi Nakshatra, 8th house. Your Leo rising characteristics. Leo's introspective and emotionally intuitive nature combines with the 8th house's focus on transformation and emotional depth, emphasizing your ability to navigate life's deeper challenges. Moon in Ravadi Nakshatra. When the moon is in Ravadi, ruled by Mercury, it introduces themes of compassion, emotional healing, and spiritual insight. You feel drawn to help others while undergoing your own emotional and spiritual growth. Your emotional body. You process emotions with sensitivity and care. Ravadi encourages you to explore emotional healing and spiritual understanding, fostering clarity and resilience through introspection and compassion.